Welcome to the HR Chat Show, one of the world's most downloaded and shared podcasts designed for HR pros, talent execs, tech enthusiasts, and business leaders. For hundreds more episodes and what's new in the world of work, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, and visit hrgazette.com.
Welcome to another episode of the HR Chat Show, where we delve into the world of work and explore the latest trends, news, and events that shape everything to do with leadership, employees, and more. Hey, I'm Bill Banham, your host. Today, we have an exciting topic to discuss, and that's the upcoming SHRM 2023 Conference and Expo, a milestone event celebrating the 75th anniversary of SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management. Changing the workplace and in one's own work doesn't come easy. It takes vision, connections, commitment, and access to the right resources. And all of these things will be available at SHRM 2023. This year's conference is not only going to be bigger than ever, but it's also going to be pretty good too, with 4 days of curated experiences, both in person at the Las Vegas Convention Center and online. The event is set to make a real change in the world of work. With more than 275 sessions, SHRM 23 offers attendees in-depth insights into all things HR. Whether attendees are seasoned HR professionals or just starting out their careers, there's something for everyone. From the basics that every HR professional needs, to offerings tailored for C-suite leaders, to the latest ideas that are reshaping the workplace, SHRM 23 will help attendees stay ahead of the curve. I've been to many events by SHRM guys over the years, and I can testify to this. It's an awesome event. One of the highlights of SHRM 2023 is the exceptional lineup of main stage speakers. The conference boasts an incredible roster of thought leaders who will share their wisdom and inspire the audience. Main stage speakers who will grace the conference this year include Mitch Albom, an acclaimed author, columnist, and radio host. Mitch's unique storytelling approach promises to captivate the audience and offer valuable lessons for HR pros. President Bill Clinton, the 42nd President of the United States, will speak too. President Clinton will share his perspectives on leadership, public service, and the future of work. And I should also mention and give a shout out to Johnny C. Taylor Jr., the President and Chief Executive Officer over at SHRM. As a leader in the HR industry, Johnny will provide his insights into the future of work and the role of HR professionals in driving meaningful change. I spoke with Johnny last year. In the interview, I asked him what it means to be a value-driven leader. Here's a clip.
Johnny, in your mind, what does it mean to be a value-driven leader?
So increasingly, and frankly over the last 5 to 7 years, as we at SHRM have surveyed employees, what we've heard is that it's more than money. It's more than just winning. The ends don't justify the means. Increasingly, the millennial generation, Generation Z, have said to us, like, this really matters how we achieve success. And so there's been an amazing kind of groundswell of support for ethical leadership. And what we know is many, and why we are so pleased to partner with the McGowan Fund is because we've talked about it a lot, but we've not done our part in preparing leaders in their MBA, their real formal training, to factor in appropriate ethical leadership decision making and in the way they do business. So it's not like a program, and this isn't about police, and it's not about, you know, it should be just built into the way organizations run themselves, a part of their culture. So anything that we at SHRM can do to partner with anyone, and we're very excited that the one here is the McGowan Fund and my colleague Diana Spencer, But the fact that we can play a role in ensuring that the future leaders actually understand the significance of this, and not just the word ethics. I mean, it's an easy word to roll off of your tongue. We have to actually identify the behaviors, the practices, and not necessarily focusing on the bad actors, but to highlight the good actors, the people who actually live and practice good ethical business every day. It's as Diana talked about it, it is true. I mean, you go back to what the Business Roundtable and all of the business magazines were saying as we've moved from just stakeholder focus and now to, from shareholder to stakeholder focus, we realized that there are people who have real interest in business being practicing ethically and with a broader lens of doing good than just the shareholder community. So very, very excited, and it ties into our work. We at SHRM have a mantra, which is better workplaces lead to a better world. And we know that it starts for so many Americans in particular, 165 million people go to work every day, so half of the U.S. population. To the extent we can begin to embed ethical behavior into the way they think, just the way they do business, not only will the workplace be the beneficiary, but more broadly, society.
Thanks for tuning in to the HR Chat podcast. If you're enjoying this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you could subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. And now, back to the conversation.
Okay, welcome back. In addition to the cool sessions, the SHRM Expo will be home to hundreds of the latest HR resources and solution providers, and attendees can explore the exhibition hall and learn more about the tools, the technologies, and services that can enhance their HR practices. Don't miss the presentations in the exhibitor theatres as well. They're always worth a watch, where you can hear directly from the exhibitors and sponsors about all of their offerings and findings. Another impressive aspect to SHRM is the networking. In fact, it's a key part of the experience, where those guys offer plenty of opportunities for attendees to connect with peers and industry leaders. Whether attendees choose to attend in person or virtually, they'll have chances to meet and learn from other HR pros. One unique networking experience is the peer networking group, which is designed to facilitate connections with like-minded individuals who are facing similar challenges or working in the same industry. And this interactive style of networking allows participants to find and connect with the must-know people in their field. So check that out. Following the successful launch of what was the inaugural Ethical Leader of the Year Award last year in 2022 in New Orleans, the McGowan Funds Board, in partnership with SHRM, will be co-hosting its second rendition on June 13th. So I'd urge you to learn more about that. And here's a clip with McGowan Fund Executive Director, Diana Spencer.
12 years ago, the McGowan Funds Board made a new commitment to ethical leadership by launching the McGowan Fellows Program, dedicated to including its principles of ethical leadership in MBA and other leadership programs in concert with 10 of the nation's leading universities. Can you tell me now how the success of that program in the eyes of the students and the participating institutions and the focus on ethical leadership has led to the McGowan Fund to create the Ethical Leader of the Year Award?
Yeah, Bill, that is such a great question. I want to start with just a little bit of history and context for the program and what's brought us here today. So, you know, the benefactor of the McGowan Fund was the CEO and founder of MCI Communications, and he was known to be a very ethical leader. He had one saying that every person who knew him knew of, and that was, there's one way to do things, and that's the right way. So during the 2008-2009 financial crisis, when people were losing homes and literally becoming homeless, people who had never had this experience before, there were places that launched called tent cities, where people who had no family around were taking up living quarters for the time. And, you know, we were developing the McGowan Fellows Program at that time. And it was just, you know, because our work is also steeped in poverty elimination. And so it became so critically important to the board that this program that would support 10 aspiring leaders, our McGowan Fellows, each year from these 10 wonderful premier schools in the U.S., it became critically important that we have this steeped in ethical leadership to really bring in people that we thought were going to be well poised to be leaders, and then put them through programming through a variety of experientials that would really instill the principles of ethical leadership as defined, you know, by the McGowan Fund. I don't think there's anything unusual that anyone would say, you know, that a leader needs to have. So it's accountability, it's character and integrity, it's courage, it's empathy, it's resilience and self-awareness. So through this experiential, you know, we put our McGowan Fellows through this wonderful experience for 9 months of the year in their second year of MBA candidacy. So what brings us to this point today of launching this Ethical Leader of the Year Award is, you know, multifaceted. So first of all, there is a need today to uplift ethics in our national narrative. It's been such a time of crisis in the past 2 years, not to mention all of the media coverage for unethical practices. And we really want to change this narrative. We really want MBA programs to instill these principles and experiential training that we know has a deep impact on the students. We really want the MBA programs to change their curriculum to instill principles and experiences into the MBA experiences for students. So the students come to us and they're great people already. They're poised for leadership, but they come in and they haven't really had the opportunity to explore values-based leadership in a deep way. There may be a class, there may be a seminar, but nothing that is a deep experiential. So as we do our evaluations through interviews, through surveys, through their reflective writing, what we have learned from them is that this is a transformational experience. They come in thinking that they, of course, are well-versed in all of the principles, but as they go through their social impact project and their coaching with Fellows alumni, there is a change for them. There is a realization that there is so much more to values-based decision-making, that there is such thought required when making decisions for the betterment not only of their company or themselves, but for society overall. Our schools, we think, find great value in this program. They come together in a partner school convening every year and talk about ethics and how they're thinking about teaching it, incorporating it into their curriculum. And so there is this almost like a national movement that is building in this need and for ethical leadership. So as we come to this particular point, we decided that it was time that we change the narrative. You know, if you think about the business roundtable and comments that have come out of there, if you think about the media and all of the focus on unethical or really the results of unethical business practices, we realize that there's a lot going on from very ethical leaders that can help us promulgate and raise this conversation on the need for ethical leadership and, frankly, how to instill it across corporations.
And that takes us almost to the end of this special episode. Before we do wrap up this event preview, we need to mention the awesome Tuesday night concert featuring the legendary Janet Jackson. The exclusive event is available only to the in-person attendees, I'm afraid, and will not be streamed to virtual pass holders. It's an extraordinary opportunity to enjoy a remarkable performance and unwind after a day of learning and networking. And I understand that there will be a limited number of tickets, so you better get yours fast. So all in, listeners, SHRM 23 promises to be a great event, and I'd urge you to check it out in person, online, or both. And that's it for this episode. I've been your host, Bill Bannum. Until next time, happy working.
Thanks for listening to the HR Chat Show. If you enjoyed this episode, why not subscribe and listen to some of the hundreds of episodes published by HR Gazette? And remember, for what's new in the world of work, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, and visit hrgazette.com.